yearning to play a few rounds of Gwent.
Hi, everyone. McBeard here. Thanks for tuning in to Commander's Horn Podcast. This week, however, this is going to be a week in which we're taking a short break in that, first of all, I was terribly sick this week, fell behind on almost everything that's important to me, including the podcast. Almost everything suffered while I was sick. So I wasn't really able to plan a podcast or really plan anything at all this week. I usually don't get sick. I got laid out for about the entire week. So that was difficult for me. But on top of that, this is Tuesday. Tuesday, normally we do Commander's Horn live on my Twitch channel at McBearded, twitch.tv/McBearded. However, I am leaving for Warsaw this evening, so there will be no Commander's Horn live either. So since there is no Commander's Horn live opportunity, and since I was sick and I hadn't have any chance to plan anything, I'm giving you this short hello, this short what's going on. And basically, all you need to really know is that the hotfix did come out. There were some big bug fixes, and that's really good for Gwent generally. There were some pretty egregious and strange things that were happening. Vreemd was a Nilfgaard leader. Lots of the things that were supposed to get fixed were not fixed. And generally, people just kind of kept on being very worried about the state of the game. So another hotfix came out yesterday, that is Monday, and that puts us in a place where at least the game is stable. And I haven't had any double interaction bugs yet. I've had some slight issues, very, very slight issues. And there's some sound things that are going on, and there's some visual things that are going on. But it seems like the game is in a much more stable state, which is great, because Gwent Open is coming up this weekend on the 20th and 21st. I will be there. I'll be casting with my friends Merchant, Mega Mogwai, and Impetuous Panda, as we do. And it's going to be a great one, because while there is no balance, we know that if dwarfs are perceived by the pros as being the strongest deck in the meta, we probably won't see dwarves played. It does happen. The other thing that happened that's newsworthy is that there was an open letter written to the community from Gwent developers. And this is a really stand-up move. And I think that it was really hard for the Gwent developers and the Gwent people to be silent on this one, because I think a lot of the complaints and a lot of the concerns and a lot of the outcry about the state of the game was legitimate, because the state of the game is difficult to handle sometimes, especially when spies were coming out of runestones and tooltips weren't correct and the cards were bugged. So, you know, while some of the stuff has been fixed now, it's still worthwhile to just kind of address these problems and what the plan is moving forward. So if you haven't seen it, it is on the playgwent.com site. You can go into the news section and find this letter. They also tweeted it at playgwent.com. And I will also put show notes for this little hello where the link to this letter will be. But the letter reads as follows. Hey, thank you for the massive amount of feedback you provided over these last weeks. You let us know certain stuff would definitely benefit from additional polish, in parentheses, understatement. And we heard you. We released a patch and a hotfix which addressed major problems you reported, fixes for things like spy spawning from Create, Emir's interaction with the opponent's hand, which was one of the bugs, and double interactions, example, double damage from Elzer's Thunder. This is just the beginning, and we're also looking into card names and descriptions as well as overall balance. So, this is me now talking. I do think that this is great, because this addresses a lot of things just in this opening paragraph. First of all, addressing card names is a big one. A lot of people have outcry about the card names, and I think that knowing that this is being looked at is good news. It means that the people who are upset about mushrooms and the people who are upset about some of the Skellige names will have at least some satisfaction there. Also, the description of the cards, like stuff like villain Trentmirth saying that he doesn't burn himself, or Ockfist saying that the thing can only trigger once, and things like that that aren't on the tooltips, perhaps for the sake of simplicity, but also at the cost of giving information to the player, I think that we'll see some of the tooltips get a little bit more expanded. I know they tried to condense this stuff down, but I think it did cost them a little bit. Also talking about balancing moving forward is, I mean, of course the game is always going to get balanced. You can't assume that CD Projekt Red isn't going to balance. The letter continues. We also believe that we owe you an explanation as to why we wanted to launch this patch before the holidays. It is a mix of various factors, including one bad call on our part. And then they go on to say there's tech and visual changes, which they've been working on a very long time. Of course, if you want to read the full letter, I invite you to. And then, of course, the 120 new cards and the card drop. And then finally, the desire to have us play with these new cards. And I think a lot of these new cards were built with new tech in mind, and they couldn't release the cards without releasing the new tech. But when they released them at the same time, it meant that there were some problems. So the letter continues after all this explanation. Really, they end this paragraph with, "The truth is, we should have waited longer and properly tested everything instead of rushing the release." So they did use the word rushing. So finally, I can maybe unball my fists when I see people on Reddit who have absolutely no design experience whatsoever saying things like things were rushed. Gwent is admitting that. So I guess now it is for sure. We know that now. Now we know that, so we can say it. But when you don't know stuff, I don't know. Maybe I don't like when people say things that they don't know for sure. But it did sure seem rush. I mean, it all checks out to me. But they actually use the word rushing there. Us wanting you to have stuff to play is one thing. Us breaking the things because of that is another. We'd like to sincerely apologize for all the problems this has caused. It's a tough lesson, and there will be no more screw-ups like this in the future. This is a risky thing to put in the letter. This is something that the community can hang on. And I hope that this doesn't come back and bite CD Projekt Red, because when they say stuff like there will be no more screw-ups like this in the future, it's a great promise. I want to believe that it's true. But if there is a screw-up in the future, people will say, oh, it's just an empty promise. So I hope that putting that in there isn't a bad thing. The letter concludes, "As for the immediate future, we're continuing to work on balancing for the last update, (dwarves) 2!!! So they're recognizing dwarves are a problem, but I hope that they don't just think that dwarves are a problem. They have the data. I know that they don't. The latest patch and hotfix addressed only major bugs, so expect adjustments soon. Additionally, starting from early February, we will only be balancing cards after the season ends." This is big news, by the way. This is awesome, guys. Again, we're talking about reoccurring complaints from the community. And one of them, since the pro ladder has started, is don't introduce new cards in the middle of the pro season. Don't balance cards in the middle of the pro season. It's not really fair, considering people don't always start their grind at the same time. And perhaps one faction, like in the first pro season, Northern Realms, is stronger at the beginning of the pro season than the end because balancing happened. Now, I think they should be balancing cards, but this means that we can only expect balance in every 2-month interval. This is important. This means that if something is imbalanced at the beginning of pro season, we will have to live with that for 2 months. Now, would we rather have that? Would we rather live with that for 2 months? Or would we rather have them fix it halfway through or something like that? I think they want to not mess with the pro seasons. And I like that. And then they say, of course, the only exception to this are major bug hotfixes. So, I mean, we're talking about major bugs. Finally, we'd like to thank you for being so vocal about what's happening with Gwent. It means you care, which means the world to us. Best regards, Team Gwent. Very well-written letter. Great to see it. And I think it does mean a lot to the community that they wrote this letter. Again, another commonly seen thing was, can we get some explanation from CD Projekt Red on what happened? We got the explanation. They're going to address our concerns. I think that everything is covered here. And hopefully that the damage wasn't done too badly, that people can read this and see this, that they're still following Gwent and there's hope for the future. And there should be hope for the future, because the only thing that's coming in the future are good things. Balance to a patch that had a lot of potential for greatness and still does. You get over 100 cards, you expect the game's going to really flesh out and be interesting. It is, but it's going to be even better when a little bit of balance and polish is applied to it. On top of that, we do know that new game modes are coming, and we do know that launch is coming as well. So there's nothing but good stuff coming for the future. Gwent team sees it. Hopefully you guys see that as well. And I think that everybody should be satisfied with this letter. I am happy with it. Outside of that, I would say that I certainly hope that you can join me and everybody at Gwent Open live from the Gwent Tavern in Warsaw, Poland at CD Projekt Red Studios on January 20th and 21st. Unofficially, and please check the official channels, but I do believe that the show begins on Saturday, January 20th at 4 p.m. CET, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And of course, you can just make sure that your time zone is correct based on those two times. I do believe it starts at that time, but watch the official channels, of course, for the announcements. And I'm looking forward to being a part of it, looking forward to seeing what these players bring and who comes out on top. Thanks so much for keeping up with the podcast. Sorry that we didn't have a long episode for you, but we're going to be right back into it following the Open. On Tuesday, I'll be home and we'll be going live, and I'll be planning that episode over the course of this week while I'm traveling. There's going to be a lot of time for me to do this, but of course, we'll be rehearsing and getting everything ready as well. Always a great time going over to Europe and being a part of this awesome game and community. And all the time that I have put into it has been paid back to me, basically. It has been absolutely a ride. And we're going into 2018 with the first official pro tournament. And I think with this letter and with the future in sight, I think that 2018 is going to be a fantastic year for this game. And what else is there to say? So this is McBeard for everybody else on the Commander's Horn team. Hope you have a fantastic week and hope you have a great weekend watching Gwent Open number 3. Until then, best of luck on the path.